We're back on Penguin Radio with a special guest today, Coach John Delano of the men's and women's soccer team for Dominican University of California. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on, and I got a few questions for you today.
Please, fire away.
Well, it started at a crossroads this year. It started a little shaky, and that is extending from last year, too. Compared to your expectations for the beginning of the year, where has this team seen its growth come?
I think we've seen our growth come in every area. You know, when it comes to skill development, tactical awareness, technical development, I think we've improved in pretty much every possible way, you know. And, you know, not to discredit what you were saying, but, you know, to say that we got off to a shaky start, you know, I think we hit a shaky road probably in the middle of the season. We took some injuries. I would say that, you know, a 7-1 start was obviously, you know, a good way to get going, but I think it's a testament to the guys. You know, they did fantastic, and they battled throughout the whole entire season, and they didn't stop.
Well, let's talk about this game. How good is it to end the season on a win like this, especially an emotional win like this?
Yeah, you know, being senior day and having this group come in and being able to send them off with a win was very important and very special. I think today's win, you know, it signifies a lot of things. It signifies the fact that, you know, where the program's come from, where it started. And that's a testament to those seniors. But I think also at the same time, you know, you finish a season at 9-7-2 in college soccer. That's a very good record, you know. And I think it's a good icing on the cake for what we put in this season.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a special senior class, especially for you, because these are the guys that you have spent your entire career at Dominican with. Your first year was their freshman year, so it's obviously special to you. What will you miss most about them?
It's a great group of guys, you know, and I think when you talk about character, I think this group, is the epitome of good character. You know, they do well academically. They are involved. They give back to the community. They give back to the university, whether it's involved in PSAC or whether it's volunteer work. I think this group is a special group, both on and off the field. But I think the thing that we're most proud about with this group of guys is the fact of who they are when they're not on the soccer field. And they are well-rounded student athletes, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Specifically, Pedro Guevara, maybe the greatest Dominican men's soccer player of all time. What will this program be like without Pedro? What will you miss most specifically about him?
His goals. No, you know, I think, you know, you take someone like Pedro. I mean, I've been very fortunate. I've been coaching Pedro since he was 14 years old. I had him in club. I had him a year in high school. And obviously I've been able to kind of send him out through college soccer. And I think as much as Pedro has done for this program, in terms of replacing him, that's a tough tough task, man. That's a tough task. But, you know, it's not all about just one player. I think, you know, you look across the board, and, yeah, Pedro had a fantastic season stats-wise, but so did a lot of other guys. You know, and soccer is 11 players on the field at one time, and that's 10 other guys that have an opportunity to stand up.
We'll switch over to the women's side now.
Of course.
Basically, same question. Your expectations at the beginning of the season compared to where they are now, take us through kind of the road of the women's season.
Man, you know, the women, I think, it's funny, I was looking over their record last night. I think over the last 11 or – no, I would say over the last 13 games, I want to say that they're maybe 7-4-2 over the last 13 games. And I think the reason that that's important is they started out 0-3, you know, with some tough games, lost a heartbreaker at home to Monterey Bay, you know, had to go to Chico, who was in the Final Four last year. You know, to see where they started, but they never, never quit. They never stopped working, and most importantly, they didn't stop believing. And I know that sounds cliche, but that's the absolute truth. And, you know, I think we're all very proud of what the girls have been able to accomplish. And, you know, I think they're sitting in fifth or sixth on the table right now and with an opportunity to move up today. It's been a pleasure working with the girls this year.
What can we expect from today's game? What have you seen in practice recently that we will see in today's game?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we make no bones about it. We like to play through G as our target player, and You know, and obviously we have two very talented freshmen that sit out on the wings, and Lauren and Stephanie. You know, so being able to get them involved early on and kind of let them do their thing is very important to us. You know, and I think, you know, defensively we've been very, very strong. You know, we haven't given away many goals this year, and, you know, you got a good goalkeeper and you got a good back four. So I think, you know, we'll continue moving in that direction today.
And we'll get to G just right now, since you said her name. She is a senior, along with a few others on this women's team.
Yeah.
Similar to Pedro, maybe the greatest women's soccer player in Dominican history.
Yeah.
What will it be like without her, and what will you miss most about her?
You know, it's interesting. You know, I think G definitely falls up there in terms with, you know, Eliana Mendez, Tina Garaduzzi, who I've had the pleasure to coach both of those players. And I think G's definitely up there. I think on any given day, you know, you could make a case for one of those three being the best player to ever play at Dominican on the women's soccer side. G has been very, very good for us this year. You know, she's our target player. She takes a beating, you know, and you know, she's battled through her injuries and stuff like that. And, you know, we kid around about her making it just through these next 90 minutes. And I think if G had her way, she'd be carried off in a wheelchair at the end of the game today. But, you know, I think G, you know, it's hard to replace. It's much like a Pedro situation. But, you know, when you talk about G, G is so much more than just soccer. You know, she is way more than soccer. She is Dominican. You know, she's been great.
And for final question, prediction for this upcoming women's game. What are you thinking?
You know, it's illegal to make prediction, or actually I should say to gamble in NCAA. So making a prediction is kind of the gateway to that. You know, Point Loma is a very, very talented squad. You know, they were, I believe they're national finalists last year in NAIA. I think they're probably in second or third place in the Pac West. You know, we're going to do what we typically do, and we're going to go out and we're going to fight, and we're going to make it extremely difficult on them. You know, and at the end of the day, that's all that we can ask.
Coach, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, man. Anytime, okay? All the best.
Always a pleasure to have Coach John Delano out on the interview circuit, and we will be back in about 13 minutes for that women's Dominican soccer game here on radio.dominican.edu.